Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Caroy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Caroy King.
Hi, this is Caroy. I wanted to chit-chat about the power of focus. A couple of years ago, I had the desire to start a business like any other entrepreneur. I had so many ideas. It was fun at the time. I didn't have the concept of focus. I was being pulled in all directions. The juices were flowing, the excitement of building something. You can't wait to get on the computer and see what progress or put together that idea. Everything is exciting. And because of this excitement, other people see it and they are drawn to it. So they bring you their ideas too. As an entrepreneur, you know, you think you have the ability to do them, to do that also. What you're forgetting is every idea has to be developed. It takes money. It takes time. It takes brain power. It pulls on you in every direction. I had to learn from experience. You know, I thought I was superwoman, that I could do it all. Thank God for wisdom. Slowly but surely, every couple months I would realize I'm not making as much traction because I was being pulled in so many directions. So everything was half-baked. Nothing was being fully developed because there was no focus. Slowly but surely, I started streamlining. And now, fast forward many years, on the basis of knowing what I'm supposed to do, it's easy to remain in my lane. And that's the whole point. When it comes to focus, number one, know where you're going. Know who will take you there and what you need to get there. You may need to brush up on your skills. You may need to get help, you know, in areas that you're not equipped yet. You may need resources and all kinds of things to get there. And once you know in your inner heart that this is the vision God has deposited in you and He has given you the ability to do it, He, remember, He's the one who gives you the power to gain wealth. So you'll gain wealth. And also, it's your gift that will put you in front of kings. So those super duper connections you're looking for, you will get there. You have to remain in your lane. Not everything is beneficial. Not everything you should be doing, even when you're good at it. For example, I know in my heart I'm a teacher. I like absorbing information, and I love sharing information in the simplified form. I like taking complicated things and breaking them down to the simplest core. And because of that ability, I'm able to talk to you and share. And this is what I do well. When people are not looking, I love technology. I build websites. I play around with all kinds of softwares. That's what I do. I know that's not where my calling lies. So if someone came up with an idea and was like, Caroy, can we start a business in this area? I would say maybe not now or no, because I have to remain focused. I can't divide my energy amongst all these other things that I'm good at. We always thought being a multitasker was a very cool thing, right? I thought that too at some point. Then the more I started taking advantage of the power of focus, I realized every time you make a switch, it takes time for you to adjust to start making progress. But if you're focused and doing something, you just keep going. For example, like I'm recording this short podcast because I'm focused on only recording. My juices are flowing. I record in batches, actually, because since the juices are flowing, I can talk about the power of focus. I can talk about self-talk. I can talk about protecting your environment and your joy and focusing on your vision all in one sitting. And of course, my environment has to be serene. For example, I can't be trying to play on my phone and check email and call friends. That all takes away, creates a distraction. So what am I saying today? Create an environment that encourages focus. Do one thing at a time. It may seem like you're lagging behind because of people around you. They're multitasking, running up and down and doing things. But once you look closely, you're gaining so much traction that by the time most people catch on what you're doing, they'll be amazed. Remember, this is a habit that has to be developed. Our environment is designed to make us multitaskers. Our phone is beeping, WhatsApp, then Twitter, then Facebook. Oh my God, everything is flashing around you. But once you remove all that and get a good, serene, silent environment and focus on a project you want to do, be it write a book, finish that application, that vision board you've been trying to do, just focus on that one thing. You'll be amazed. You'll start getting so many things done, and that list you create, you start canceling it out. One of the things I do as a habit that has helped me really stay on the narrow path is I make my to-do list the night before of the things I want to do. It's never long. It's a maximum of around 5 things that I must do. Once I do those 5 things, my day is purely fulfilled and everything else is a bonus, or everything else can wait. Keep things that are important, keep them in that priority of importance. And a good measure of that is, where do you spend your time the most? With all the new styles of social media, we've come to an illusion that the quality is in the numbers. For example, if you have 5,000 friends on Facebook, oh my God, that's awesome. But then why is everybody too depressed and too lonely? Something is missing. We are designed and built to be together with people, talking and doing things together. Think about focus. Look what you can do in your life to put this together. It will be rewarding and transforming. My goal is one thing for you, is to help you transform to an impressive level. Wherever you are, it doesn't matter which level you are right now. You may wonder, why should I even listen to you? These are things I've done for myself. It's clear. There is a transformation that's happening every day, going higher and higher. Basically, as my dad said, even the sky is not my limit, for as long as I stay on the narrow path of focus. Till next time, stay focused. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Kiroi King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KiroiKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.